Welcome back to Arizona Edition. I'm Maya Springhawk, Robnett. Each month, Work Stories asks people from different professions to recall memorable experiences they've had through the course of their careers. In the heat of August, Work Stories is sitting down with Yuma firefighters. This week, Interim Battalion Chief Richard Root talks about lending a hand in Prescott after the deaths of 19 firefighters during the Yarnell Hill fire, and a call he got in Yuma that he isn't likely to forget.
So we went up to Prescott and we staffed a station. In the 2.5 days that we were there, we were, you know, responding on all the medical calls. The big thing that I noticed is when we first showed up on the fire engine, we weren't assigned to anything. The whole community was very supportive of us being there. You know, everybody waving hands and cheering as we were driving by, and it was kind of a weird situation, I guess, because, you know, we get a couple waves here and there, but up there it was just the whole community was supporting itself and the departments that were there. So the 2.5 days we responded on several calls. We were stationed out of a fire station across from the memorial for the 19 firefighters. And in that time, you know, we had the community coming over. We had people from all over the state and pretty much all over the world, you know, people from Europe and Australia. I mean, it's going to stick out in my career as one of those things that I was glad that I got to contribute to. We went on a medical call for possible, you know, pregnant issues, and en route the updated information was the lady was 9 months pregnant and possibly, you know, going to be giving birth. And we go on a lot of the calls a lot of the time, and they're close. They need to be taken to the hospital, obviously, but it's never as close as you think it would be on this situation. We showed up and the lady was at the steps, you know, saying, "Hey, I need to go to the hospital." And we're like, "Okay, we're just waiting on the ambulance." And her boyfriend's like, "No, she needs to go." So he picks her up, starts walking down the stairs. And now I'm concerned about him tripping and this lady, you know, being 9 months pregnant. So we got it all taken care of. The ambulance shows up. We start walking her to the gurney. And she's like, it's coming, it's coming." And sure enough, she gave birth right there. So we put her on the gurney, you know, did the deed and successfully, you know, delivered the baby right on the dirt parking lot of the apartment complex. So
Richard Root is the interim battalion chief for the Yuma Fire Department. He has been a fire captain for over 7 years. Root got into the fire service when he was 24 years old and has been with the department for more than 15 years since. He is the father of a 6-year-old boy. Join us next Monday for another installation of Work Stories. For KAWC's Arizona Edition, I'm Maya Springhawk, Robnett.